بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah salam and salam be upon the noble prophet and the believers of his family and the companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. The people of Ahlul Sunnah accepted the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the death of Abdul Salam bin Burgess bin Nasir al Abdul Karim, who died on 13/2/1425 of the Islamic calendar in a car accident on the road between the Eastern Province and Riyadh on the highway, while the Shaykh rahimahullah was attempting to avoid a camel on that road, and the pre-decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to pass. Shaykh Abdul Salam is known to the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah and was evident that many of them attended his funeral, and many of them recognize that the knowledge of Shaykh Abdul Salam transcended his young age. Some of them said he would have been a sign. The Shaykh rahimahullah was known to be a strong defendant of the Sunnah. Defending it by himself and his pen and his wealth. His nickname is Abu Abdul Rahman Abdul Salam bin Burgess bin Nasir al Abdul Karim, and this family is a known family in the city of Majma'a, which is about 150 kilometers northwest of Riyadh. And this family goes to Bani Tamim. He was born in Riyadh in the year 1387. After Hijrah. Raised by his two parents. A house known for their deen and righteousness. He grew up and he was known to be smart, serious, and firm. He memorized the Quran and started seeking knowledge when he was 13 years of age. And his shuyukh, his teachers, recognized his distinction and they gave him the proper attention he deserved. He took knowledge from many of the scholars of this land. From them is the Imam العلامة الشيخ عبد العزيز بن باز رحمه الله, who died in the year 1420. He stayed with him and attended his classes, especially the tafsir of Ibn Kathir and the explanation of Bulugh al-Maram by Al-Hafidh bin Hajar. And he took from our Shaykh Al-Allama Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, who died in the year 1421. He, Shaykh bin Burgess rahimahullah, traveled to be with the Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen between the year 1401 and 1403, and he stayed with him when the Shaykh was giving his durus in the Haram in Mecca in the year 1402, and he lived with the Shaykh before the Shaykh rahimahullah brought his family to Mecca. He read before the Shaykh the book of Tawheed and the book of Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyya of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, and the chapters on worship from the book Zad al-Mustaqni', and the Arabic grammar from Al-Arjrumiyya, and Qawa'id ibn Rajab, the foundations of Ibn Rajab, and Sahih al-Bukhari, half of it. And our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah had a high respect for Shaykh Abdul Salam. Also he took from a Shaykh Abdullah bin Abdul Rahman bin Jibreen. He stayed with him 4 years and he read in his studies with him, he read Kitab al-Tawheed by Ibn Khuzayma and the classical poem of Imam Ibn al-Qayyim in the Creed, which is known as An-Nuniyya, with its explanation by Ibn Isa. He memorized about 1,000 lines of it, and he also studied with him a very important book which is called Ma'arij al-Qubul للشيخ by الشيخ الحكمي رحمه الله, and he benefited to a great deal from الشيخ عبد الله بن جبرين. And he also took from الشيخ المحدث عبد الله بن محمد الدويش in the year 1409. He studied with him some parts of Sunan Abi Dawood and also ألفية العراقي. Also he took from الشيخ صالح بن عبد الرحمن الأطرم in the College of Sharia at Imam Muhammad bin Saud University, also at his mosque. Also he took from الشيخ الفقيه عبد الله بن عبد الرحمن بن غديان in the Supreme Institute of Justice. Also he learned from الشيخ صالح بن إبراهيم لبليهي who died in the year 1410. And he also studied the laws of inheritance with Dr. Abdul Muhsin bin Muhammad al-Manif in Mecca in the year 1405 and during the month of Ramadan. These are some of his shuyukh, of his scholars he took from. As to his other paths of learning, he was educated the elementary education in Riyadh. Then after that he joined the Al-Ma'had Al-Ilmi, which is the Institute of Learning Islamic Sharia, which is affiliated with Imam Muhammad bin Saud University. Then he joined the College of Sharia and graduated therefrom in the year 1410. And he taught as a teacher in the learning institute about 170 kilometers from Riyadh on the road to Mecca. Then he joined the higher education and then the Higher Institute of Justice, and he took the master's degree from there, and it was entitled Verification of Covenants in the Islamic Fiqh. Then he was assigned as a judge in the Ministry of Justice. However, he requested strongly to be relieved from this, and he wasn't, except after he exerted a lot of effort. Then he joined the Institute of Higher Justice in Riyadh as a lecturer, and then he finished his PhD degree in the year 1422. He was known for being an example in his manners and his etiquette, very humble, and highly respectful of his parents and his shuyukh, and in his circles as well of people being present. And everyone who came to meet him would recognize this very, very easily, his humbleness, his respect of people. And that's why many people who knew him were saddened when they heard the news of his death. The Sheikh Abdus Salam himself is a notable poet, high in eloquency and in mildness. His poems if the poems were to be gathered now, they will come in one volume. And he is known as to be a really eloquent writer. Wrote many books which students of knowledge are benefiting from. He started even writing when he was before 18 years of age. Very beneficial books. Amongst them is the clear saying concerning those who mock at the believers, and this is printed. Also, a book on the ruling of acting, it is printed. A book on wishful thinking. A book on hindrances and barriers in the path of seeking knowledge. A book on rulings concerning salam, the salutation of Islam. An excellent book entitled The Strong Proofs That the Means of Da'wah Are Restrained, meaning the means of da'wah are to follow the Sharia. And this is printed. And a book on the importance of Sunan. This book which we will be addressing, which is the Correct Creed. A collection of the poems of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. Treatment of rulers in light of the book and sunnah. And this is printed many times. And it's an excellent book. And a lot of people benefited from this. And inshallah ta'ala, one day we'll go over this book. A book on the command of being part of the Muslim Jama'ah and warning against deviation. A book which is printed on the legal and illegal ways of tawassul, seeking means of nearness to Allah. Treachery and its rulings. Lectures in Da'wah. And this is printed also. All of these are printed, the ones I'm talking about. And compiling the Aqidat al-Salaf by the Aqidah of the Salaf, where he gathered some of the books written by the scholars on this creed, and it came out as a very useful reference. Some of it is still not printed, and it's on its way to being printed. A book in fiqh, which the Shaykh used to mention a lot. It is not known, however, how much he finished. Biographies for some of the scholars. a small treatise on the legality of making dua, a general dua on the kafirs. And other books and treaties, which some of it are still to be printed. The Shaykh rahimahullah was very keen on publishing the useful books and checking them, especially manuscripts. And he used to offer some of the rare manuscripts to the people of knowledge. More than 30 of these manuscripts were used by the scholars. There is a lot to say about the Shaykh rahimahullah. The Shaykh was known to love the people of Ahlul Sunnah and those who are on the path of the Salaf and defend them strongly. And from those whom he loved and whom he defended strongly is al-Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and forgive him and to unite us with him in the noble abode of paradise, and that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and his parents and those who love him, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us benefit from the things he left, and to make this count for him on the day of resurrection. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Inshallah, we'll go on the subject concerning the correct creed very shortly, so we'll come back to that.